投资神国，李第五牧师主讲。第二讲，更新拆船的观念。今天的经文记载在约翰福音四章31-38节。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：“拉比，请吃。”耶稣说：“我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。”门徒就彼此对问说：“莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？”耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。你们岂不说，到收割的时候还有4个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。俗语说，那人撒种，这人收割，这话可见是真的。我差你们去收你们所没有劳苦的，别人劳苦，你们享受他们所劳苦的。”经文读毕。
弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters，
请我们打开约翰福音第四章31-38节。
Let's open up the Gospel according to John chapter 4。
我们今天思想一个主题，更新拆船的观念。
Today we're going to be thinking about how we renew the mindset as regards to missionary work。
24世纪的生活形态对我们教会来讲是一个很大的冲击。
Now, when we step into the 21st century, we face a huge challenge as church.
特别对我们教会的拆船工作是一个新的挑战。
And there's an even bigger challenge to the missionary work of our Christian churches.
我们应当如何来调整我们拆船的观念？
Now, how do we go about adjusting our vision regarding missionary work?
使我们能够采取正确的而且又有效的行动。
And so that we can adopt actions or courses of action that are correct and effective at the same time.
答案就是归回圣经，而且要更新拆船的观念。
Now there's only one answer, and that is to go back to the Bible and to renew and change our mindset.
我们的主耶稣基督说，
Our Lord Jesus said,
我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Lift up your eyes and look on the fields. The crops are ripe and they're ready for harvesting.
我们当顺服基督，投资神国。
We must obey the command of Jesus so that we can be an investor in the kingdom.
回应呼召，来模仿他做成主工。
Now how do we answer this call? We must emulate how he did it.
我们应当怎么样本于圣经来更新我们拆船的观念呢？
Now how are we going to change our vision in regards to missionary work? We need to base it on the foundation of the Bible.
要更新我们拆船的观念，至少我们在生活上，我们在教会的侍奉上有三方面的操练。
Now we need to be trained in three aspects.
第一方面，在更新拆船的视线，我们的眼界。
We need to have a new vision.
第二方面，在更新拆船的方法。
We need to have a new methodology.
第三方面，要更新我们拆船的心态。
We need to have a different mindset.
我们首先来看怎么样更新我们拆船的视线。
Now, first of all, let's look at how we're going to change our vision.
我们看第四章三十五节。
Let's look at verse 35.
你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看。庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Do you not say there's 4 more months before harvesting time? But I'm telling you now that you need to lift up your eyes and look on the fields because the crops are already white.
请特别注意，主耶稣讲举目向前观看。
We need to pay special attention to the fact that he said that we need to lift up our eyes to look on the field.
这牵涉到你跟我对拆船的视线，我们要更新。
And this has to do with the new vision that we need to have.
我们看到门徒的视线跟主耶稣的视线有差距。
And there's a big discrepancy between the vision of the disciples and the vision of Jesus Christ.
特别我们看到是在收割的时间上有差距。
Now, as far as the timing of this harvest, there's a big difference.
我们看这个差距可以用四个月来代表，四个月的时间上的差距。
And there's really a total difference of a 4 months.
为什么会有这样大的差距？
And how come there's such a big difference?
这是因为这些工人，这些教会的弟兄姐妹，这些门徒们，他们不关心，他们也心里面懒散。
That's because they're obtuse. They're not concerned with heavenly matters and they're lazy.
涉及到了他们属灵的心态。
And this has to do with their spirituality.
属灵的光景。
Their spiritual mentality.
今天你跟我在教会参与筛传工作的时候，同样的，我们跟主耶稣的视线有差距。
And today, when we talk about the missionary work of churches, there's still a big difference between our vision and the vision of Jesus Christ.
这是一个属灵的问题。
And this is a spiritual matter.
奥古斯丁讲过一句话。
St. Augustine said,
讲到那个撒玛尼亚那个井旁边的妇人的时候。
He talks about the Samaritan woman by the well.
他讲那妇人不懂活水，没有什么了不起。
It's not really such a big deal that this Samaritan woman had no idea what living water is.
他讲你看一下这个门徒连那个食物都不知道，食物的意思是什么？
Just look at the disciples. They had no concept of what food is all about.
因为他们把食物带到主面前，主讲我已经有食物了。
And they brought earthly food to Jesus Christ, who said, I have food that you know nothing about.
主耶稣讲这句话什么意思？
What does he mean by saying that?
什么叫他有食物？他没有东西吃，主耶稣那个时候。
What is he talking about? He's not talking about earthly food.
食物是使你跟我能够满足的。
This food that he's talking about is the kind of food that could satisfy you and me.
也就是主耶稣今天问我们中间每一个人，什么使你满足？什么使你这一生满足？
And this is where Jesus asked a question of all of us. What it is in the world that is going to satisfy you and me?
门徒们使他们满足的是他们的祝福。
And the disciples, for the disciples, the only way they get satisfied is to eat earthly food.
使主耶稣能够满足的是做成主的工。
And the only way the Lord Jesus is going to be satisfied is to finish God's work.
所以门徒对收割这件事情迟钝的原因是一个属灵的问题。
Why is it they're so misinformed about this matter of reaping?
今天有多少教会中弟兄姐妹对食物、对聚餐远比人家的灵魂看得重要？
Today, a lot of the brothers and sisters in the churches pay a lot more attention to food and to eating food together than to spiritual matters.
这是不是你的光景？
Is this the way you are?
这是不是你的光景？你的肚腹远比别人的灵魂重要。
Think about
是不是这个情况？
If this is your situation, are you more concerned with food than spirituality?
如果是这个情况的话，你跟主耶稣的视线就有差距，你必须要有更新你的视线。
You better adjust your vision because there's too much of a difference between your vision and the vision of Lord Jesus Christ.
门徒的视线不但是迟钝，而且门徒的视线是短视的。
They were not only obtuse, but they were extremely short-sighted.
他们以自我为中心。
They're self-centered.
是要满足自己的肚腹。
They're out there to satisfy their own appetites.
而没有想到神国的工作。
They didn't think about the work of God.
弟兄姐妹们，这是人性，人的罪性。
And this is our human nature. This is our sinful human nature.
加尔文讲过一句话。
Calvin said.
他讲人每天可以经历证明人的这种腐败。
He said the corruption of the human nature.
你跟我的每
every day in our daily lives.
不仅是天性。
And it's not just our nature.
而且是简直难以从我们的心里面把这种个性能够拿掉，这种特性拿掉。
It is so much of a part of our sinful nature that it's almost impossible to remove it from our hearts.
因为主在这边讲，主说你们此不说，主讲用这句话，你们此不说，还有四个月吗？
Now why is it that Jesus said, "Do you not say"?
指明出来，门徒们思想的是地下的事情，是自己自我为中心的事情。
That is because Jesus was fully aware that the disciples were only concerned with earthly matters, but not heavenly matters.
门徒的视线跟主耶稣有差距。
There's a big difference between their vision and the God's vision.
因为门徒的视线跟主耶稣有差距，因此主耶稣跟他们也有隔绝，也有差距。
That's why Jesus himself felt this difference.
主耶稣讲，你们，你们，你们五次讲到你们。
And Jesus kept saying you, and kept repeating the word you five times.
主耶稣也讲到我，我，我四次讲到我。
And Jesus also talked about himself, talked about me, and referred to himself four times.
表示你们的视线与我有差距。
And what he was trying to convey to them is the fact that there is a big difference between their vision and God's vision.
因此我的关系，我的祝福跟你们也有差距。
And therefore my blessing may not be able to come to you.
门徒的视线有差距，需要更新。
And they need to change their vision.
门徒的视线怎么样更新呢？
Now, how do they renew that vision?
第四章三十五节里面有两个动词，主耶稣建议我的。
Now in verse 35, there are two verbs that Lord Jesus suggested.
第一个就是举目，第二个就是观看。
And he suggested the first thing he said is lift up your eyes, and the second thing was to look on.
这两个动词代表了人的责任，你跟我的责任。
Now these two verbs signify the responsibility that we have on our part.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我有责任把这个差距更新掉，
and it is,
视线更新。
And it is our responsibility, you and I, all the brothers of, and sisters of the church, to get rid of this difference.
否则，主耶稣会告诉今天告诉我们，他跟你的关系也有差距，他的祝福跟你也有差距。
And that is the only way that we're going to be able to get rid of this gap, this wall of separation between His blessing and us.And between his vision and our vision.
首先一个动词，主耶稣用的举目。
And the first verb they use, lift up your eyes.
举目这个字的原文的意思是什么？
What is the meaning of the original Greek?
站起来 ，stand up， 站起来。
It actually means to stand up.
也就是说，当你要看到很远的时候，你必须站起来才能看。
That's right. When you want to see further into the distance, you need to stand up and stand on a higher ground.
主命令你跟我今天站起来，从我们萎缩、自我为中心的地位上站起来。
And Jesus is telling us, don't be so self-centered anymore. Stand up and look out further into the distance.
将那个视线从自己的利益里面能够站起来，能够看到神国的工厂。
Don't focus your eyesight on yourself. Look out into the distance, and you will be able to see that there is this.Work sites for God's missionary work.
第二个动词，主耶稣用的是观看。
And the second verb he used is to look at or look on.
观看跟普通的看不一样。
And it's not the same as how we usually look around.
观看是注意的看。
And this is to use your eyes to look at something with a great deal of attention.
注意看这个人的需要，这个人的灵魂。
You look at this person to find out what his needs are.
注意看神国的工作，我怎么样的参与
？And to look at a specific situation to tell if you can participate in God's work in any way.
所以这两个动词举目加上观看，就是举目望天，向着神国的工作、人的灵魂来观看、关心。
And in combination, these two verbs mean that you need to refocus on God's work and on God's kingdom.
主耶稣要求他的门徒，要求你跟我看工厂上的需要。
And he wanted us to look at the needs of his workshops, of each locality where his work is to be done.
他的工厂上需要门徒，需要工人。
Each locality where his missionary work is done needs more workers.
主耶稣讲的命令对你跟我在工厂上，在宣教工作上有很多的应用可以用。
And his commands are fully applicable to our work.
今天的宣教工厂上有一个误解。
Today there's a big misunderstanding in regards to missionary work.
首先，第一方面是我们教会差传的一个问题。
First of all, it has to do with how we send people out from our churches.
今天在教会做差传工作，教会的差传看到的，以为就是一样东西，就是物质上的东西，是钱，钱，钱。
And today, when we send people out from churches, our minds are focused exclusively on one thing, money.
这个观念跟当初门徒看到食物、物质的食物一样的一个观念，是个误解，是个差距。
Now, this is the same kind of materialistic mindset that the disciples had when they were questioning Jesus about food or earthly food.
今天宣教的工作，宣教的道路不像以前宣教的作用是用血所铺出来的红色的一条路。
Now in the Jesus time, the path of missionary work was paved with blood, and it was red with blood.
在一百年前，在两百年前，宣教的工作一直都是红的路。
Even 100 years ago, about 200 years ago, this missionary path was paved with blood.
今天你到每一个教会里面去看的时候，你甚至于到每一个宣教工厂看的时候，这一条宣教的路不是红的，是条绿的路，因为每套是绿的。
And what he was saying was that today, any locality you visit where missionary work was being conducted, any missionary organizations or any church you visit, you find that the path to missionary work was paved with green, which is the color of the U.S. dollar.
不但教会拆船工作，这是教会拆船工作的问题。
And this is a problem with the missionary work of each and every church.
这也是机构，这是福音机构宣教工厂上的问题。
And this is a problem with each and every evangelical organization as well.
今天宣教工厂上也是希望能够用钱去买工人。
And a lot of times in any kind of these evangelical organization, all we want to do is to buy people with more money.
我看过宣教工厂的主任到宣教的地方去的时候，手里面一叠绿色的美套放在皮包里面。
A lot of times these church leaders or leaders of evangelical organizations are visiting their locality with a stash of U.S. dollars.
一个工人$50，他可以一天之内一个早上可以买100个工人过来。
That's right. What you can buy one worker for, which is $50, you go to those other localities, you could probably buy 100 workers. And this $50 is going to last you a whole month.
然后这些工宣教工厂上的这些宣教的工作的，都是用这些钱来，不但是买软体工人，而且是买了建造了房屋。
And with this money, with these endowments,They went out and they not only bought the software, which is the people, they also bought buildings and other types of hardware.
它的整个的这个设备用来是什么？是它的展示中心，是希望能够更多绿的钱过来。
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to show off with those impressive looking buildings in order to attract more funds.
今天的误解认为只有大的教会，只有有钱的教会，宣教基金多的教会才能做宣教的工程，这是一个误解。
There was a big misunderstanding today because people oftentimes think that only the churches with a lot of money can perform any sort of missionary work.
弟兄姐妹，能够做宣教的工作，小的教会少的钱照样可以做宣教的工作，而且照样能够有效。
We can do effective missionary work, even if we are a small church with very little access to funds.
更新拆船的视线，我们要举目望天。
And this is why we to renew our vision, and we need to lift up our eyes and look at the needs of each locality.
更新拆船的观念不单单是更新视线的问题，而且也在更新我们拆船方法的问题。
And we need to renew the way we do things.
所以第二个角度我们来看的是要更新拆船的方法。
And now we're going to talk about methods.
我们看第四章三十四节。
Now let's look at chapter 4, verse 34.
耶稣说，我的职务就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。
Now Jesus said, my food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
这边有一个动词，很重要的动词，代表我们的方法。
Now what is the most important verb in that sentence?
做成他的工。做成两个字。
To finish his work.
弟兄姐妹们，做成这个工作非常的重要。
What does that mean to bring it to completion?
你知道原文这个字的字根是什么？
What does the original Greek word mean?
这个字的字根就是主耶稣基督在十字架上讲成了， It is finished.
That's the same word that Jesus used when he was nailed to the cross and he said on the cross, It is finished.
当主耶稣在约翰福音第四章的时候，他就思想到他有最后的那一天要挂在十字架，他的工作才能够做成。
And when you think about it, as far ahead as in chapter 4, long before Jesus was crucified, he was already thinking about the day when he will be crucified and which will finish God's work.
今天宣教工厂的工作不是做成他的工，是做成我的工。
today, what we think about in evangelical organization is not to finish his work, but to finish our work.
今天我们拆船的工作不但是做成我的工，而且做的方法是不正确的方法。
And we're motivated by how we're going to finish our work, and not only that, we're using methods that are incorrect.
那个做成那个成字，不是十字架的成，不是守十字架的道路。
And this is not the way of the cross.
那做成他的工，我们怎么样去做成呢？
How are we going to bring his work to a successful completion?
这是一个方法的问题。
This is a matter of methodology.
这是牵涉到目的跟方法。
And we're talking about both the means and the end.
什么才是正确拆船的方法？
What is the proper way to conduct missionary work?
遵循神的旨意，做成他的工。
Do the will of God in finishing his work.
用神的方法来做成神的工作。
We emulate his methods to do his work.
你想如何才能做成主工呢？
How are you going to successfully perform God's work?
我们要模仿主耶稣做工的方式，至少我建议三方面。
We must emulate Jesus in how he did it. And I'm going to talk about three aspects.
第一方面，我们是抱了勤奋的态度能够做成主工。
Now, first of all, we cannot implement any of God's work unless we do it with diligence.
第四章三十四节里面我讲到实务，讲到做成功，为什么我们要以这种态度？
Why is it that Jesus talked about food and talked about finishing his work? Why is it that we must have this kind of attitude?
我刚才提了做成他的工作，因此我们要这要用按照神的旨意去做。
That because we're out there trying to finish his work, therefore we must follow his will.
今天你到中国大陆去，或者你去做短宣的话。
Now today, if you send out on a short-term mission to mainland China,
你可以看到有很多是盗版而没有申请到版权的工作在那边做。
There's a lot of piracy going on, a lot of pirating of copyrighted material.
你又看到很多网路。
See a lot of websites.
那做培训的网路。
And a lot of websites for disciple training.
那里面的所有的材料几乎大半的都没有申请过版权，自己去盗用放在上面。
And every single segment of their material has been posted on the website without getting permission from copyrighted parties.
你讲你牧师你怎么知道？
And when you were a pastor, how did I know?
那我们这本研读本圣经就有三种不同的盗版在中国大陆。
There's three different pirated versions of this Bible that I'm holding on my hand.
好，我们所有出的渔夫系列的查经的资料跟门徒训练的材料，通通被拿掉放在网络上面。
All the materials
没有申请版权，没有跟我们同，甚至于打个电话来同意。
All materials that we, the Renewal Ministries have produced in disciple training have all been stolen without getting permission from us.
而这种的观念不但是污染到甚至于北美，甚至于美国南方 Bible Belt 里面最保守的教会，最保守的作者也用同样的方法，不顾版权的方法来做这些工作。
And this is really a polluting influence. And this kind of pollution has reached not only Chinese churches, but even the most conservative churches in the Southern Bible Belt, using the same methods to publicize literature.
这种坏的影响先从中国人开始，然后从北美的中国人开始，再从韩国人开始，再从其他各种民族，最后连真正的能美国的传教士，美国的宣教士都做这种工作。
And nowadays, this bad influence started out with Chinese and then spread to Chinese churches in North America. Then it spread to the Korean churches. And finally, it even reached regular American churches and their missionaries.
我们要按照抱勤奋的态度，用神的旨意做成他的工作。
And this is why we must remember that the only way we're going to be able to do God's work is if we go all out and work at it with diligence.
当我们这样去做的时候，主才能够满足。他讲，我的食物是做成他的工。
And this is the only way God is going to be satisfied because He's saying that His food is to perform God's work.
你跟我必须按照主的方法做成主的工作。
And the only way we're going to be able to complete God's work is if we use the same methods that Jesus used.
而且要用勤奋的态度去做。
And we must do it diligently.
当主耶稣基督在马太福音二十五章讲到那个比喻，那些三个仆人的比喻的时候。
He talked about the three servants in the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25.
那个五千两银子的跟两千两银子的，当主人给他的银子之后，他随即拿去做买卖，马上拿去做买卖。
And one of the servants was so diligent that when he got the five talents from his master, he immediately took it into business.
那两千两银子的也一样，随即拿去做了。
And the person, the servant that received two talents of silver, he was also extremely diligent.And invested the money in a business venture.
只有那个拿一千的掘开的地埋藏了。
And only the only servant that dug up a hole and buried the silver was the one that received only one.
神给我们中间每一个人都有恩赐，我们要勤勉的用我们的恩赐去做成主的工。
Each one of us has a gift from God. We must diligently utilize this gift in our daily work.
第二方面，我们要用急迫的态度去做成主的工。
And the second thing that I want to talk about is that there must be a sense of urgency when we go out to do God's work.
第四章三十五节，门徒们讲还有四个月，但是主讲已经熟了。
In chapter 4:35, the disciples say that, there's four more months before there's harvesting time, but the Lord Jesus said, no, the crops are ripe already. They're ready to be harvested.
你知道当收成熟了而不去收割的时候就会造成很大的损害。
You know how much of a loss you're going to suffer if the crops are ripe already but you don't go out and harvest them?
西元两千年我跟师母一同到德国一连串的几个城市里面去传道。
I was on the evangelical tour in Germany with my wife in the year 2000.
那我们当天晚上我们要住在营地里面 camping 在一个营地里面在 Bremen 在 Germany 那个地方
Yeah, we were heading to a campground outside of the city of Bremen in Germany
那天呢晚上的时候下了大雨
And it was pouring that night
那我们有点迷路了
And we sort of got lost
那到了晚上十二点的时候我们快要找到
Around midnight, we were almost on the right track
那我们看到呢下大雨时许多的农夫出来全家出动灯照的在那里做收割的工作因为麦子已经熟了
And we could tell that there was a lot of farmers out there that were in a big hurry trying to harvest the wheat that was already ripe
全家大小赶着做收割不然的话全部种的麦子成熟的麦子通通会烂掉
And you can tell that each member of the farmer's family was out there participating in the work of harvesting because they realized what a big loss they would have suffered if they had not gone out and worked at this work of reapers.
我可以看得出来那个家主那个庄稼之主的心里面急迫的心。
And we can tell, and me and my wife, we were able to tell how much of a sense of urgency that was upon these farmers.
我能够明白我们的庄稼之主主耶稣基督那个心里面急迫的心。
And this is how.There was also an extreme sense of urgency when it comes to Jesus.
所以你跟我应当抱着急迫的态度去做成主的工。
We must have an attitude where we feel a sense of urgency in performing God's work.
第三方面，我们要抱着圣洁的原则做成主的工。
We must stick to principles that are both saintly and pure.
第四章三十四节，遵行差我来者的旨意。做成他的工。
My food is to do the will of him who sent me.
方法跟目的是做主工作的同样必须要圣洁的。
And we must be holy and pure not only in terms of our goals but also in terms of our methods.
提摩太后书二章二十一节保罗讲要成为圣洁合乎主用预备行各样的善事。
In 2 Timothy,Paul talked about that how we needed to be holy and pure in performing God's work.
弟兄姐妹，让我们更新差传的方法。
And we really need to have a new set of methods.
用神的旨意、神的方法来做成神的工作。
The only way we're going to perform God's work is that we must do it in God's way.
我们要更新差传的观念的话。
And how we're going to renew our mindset?
不但是视线。
It's not just our vision.
不但是我们手做的方法。
is not just our methodology.
第三方面是更新拆船的心态，你跟我的心态。
The third aspect is we must have a different mentality.
我们看第四章三十六节到三十八节。
Let's look at verses 36 through 38.
收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。我差你们去收。
Right now, the important verses are, even now the reaper draws his wages, and he harvests the crop for eternal life. I am sending you out to reap the benefits of their labor.
这边有两个名词，我想提醒大家的注意。
There are two nouns that I want to call your attention.
讲到我们的心态。
It talks about our mentality.
第一个，主耶稣讲要收割的人，你跟我要做一个收割的工人。
And Jesus talks about how we must be workers who reap.
今天的教会中的拆船的一个观念上面的错误。
There's a big misunderstanding with respect to today's churches.
拆船的工作不想做工人，而想做老板。
A lot of times we have this false mentality where we want to be the boss or the master instead of the worker.
拆船的工作不想做工人，而想建立自己教会的帝国。
A lot of times we have this empire building mentality. We want to go out there and build our own church.
主耶稣在这边讲，收割的人得工价，得工价就是奖赏。收割的人可以做工人，可以得到奖赏。
And Jesus is talking about that how you're going to be given wages as workers.
然后我差你们去收，这个动词差。
And what does he mean by I am sending you?
今天的错误的心态需要更新。
Today, this wrongful mentality that some churches have must be changed.
我们不是要做主人，我们乃是要做工人。
We're not out there to be masters of the crop. We're only the worker that reap the crop.
第二方面，为什么今天的教会弟兄姐妹们不想做工人呢？
Second of all, why is it that very few of the brothers and sisters in today's churches are willing to be God's workers?
因为他们不愿意做工人，他们觉得到宣教工厂他们是受苦。
Now, because they are convinced that if they are sent to a locality to be a missionary worker, they're going to suffer a lot of hardships.
他们认为受苦，他们只能短宣去，短期去一个星期可以，两个星期可以。
That's why there's quite a number of people that are enthusiastic about the idea of short-term mission because the hardships don't last very long.
弟兄姐妹，主要叫我们做工人。
But the Lord Jesus commanded us to be workers.
而且主告诉我们，做工人这个工作并不是受苦的工作，而且是有福的。
He was telling us that this is not a work characterized with hardship, but it is a work of blessing and a tremendous promise.
去年有 SARS 影响到全世界。
Last year there was the SARS scare that spread all over the world.
我觉得我们应当防御，应当注意。
Of course, we need to take preventive measures.
但是如果我们注意超过了我们的范围的话，我觉得就是不对的。
But if we were over attentive to that, then we've made a mistake.
多少的聚会，多少的是大区域性的聚会，一个一个因为SARS关系取消。
And a lot of the conventions that were scheduled on a big scale, where a lot of people were supposed to gather together. They ended up being canceled because of fear of SARS.
我看到有几个很大的一个教会，他们有很多宣教的计划，要差派很多的人到宣教工厂去，因为这些统统取消了。
And big churches that have grand plans of missionary work and missionary projects all ended up being canceled.
死一些不信的人。好像甚至于使一些像我这样的一个人在思想，你的神到哪里去了？你的神有多少大
？What this did to believers and non-believers alike is to cause me to think, where is your God?
弟兄姐妹们，我们要投资神国做收割者，这是主的旨意。
It is God's command that we invest in the kingdom of God and to be a reaper.
第四章三十六节到三十八节中间。
Verses 36 through 38 also.
收割两个字出现了六次之多。收割，收割，收割，收割，收割。
The word to reap or to harvest appeared six times.
这边讲到这收这个字有末世性的象征。
To harvest or to reap has this meaning of end of time.
讲到神要招聚这些人进到神的国度来。
At the end of time, God wants to gather up all the people to come into His kingdom.
讲到要使神国能够增值，神国能够扩张，而且扩张得快。
And God is interested in how to enable the kingdom of God to appreciate in value and to expand as much as possible.
然后主耶稣用这个字说：“我差你们去差这个字。”
And then Jesus said, "I'm sending you."
差不但是讲到全权的神保护你，差遣你到这个地方去，他与你同在。
This is not just talking about how Almighty God, if He sends you somewhere, He's going to be with you.
差也指出了他要叫我们做收割者，也讲到了我们的责任。
And this word send also signifies our responsibility as reapers.
收跟差这两个字加起来，就是弟兄姐妹们，神要我们做一个神国的投资者。
And God wants us to be an investor in the kingdom of God.Via the use of these two words.
我们怎么样更新
the other is to be sent.
我们怎么样更新差传的心态
And how are we going to renew this mentality?
做一个工人第一个做一个工人
First of all, we must concentrate on being workers.
第二个是扩展神的国度
We must expand God's kingdom.
如果你这样做的话
If we do it like this,
神将收割的人得工价你会得到福分你会得到奖赏。
You're going to be richly rewarded with wages from God.
所以你跟我要投资神国做一个收割者。
So you and I, we must invest in the kingdom of God to be reapers.
神怎么样来祝福收割的人
？And how is God going to bless those of us who are reapers?
第四章三十六节讲，收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生。
And Jesus says.You're going to get wages, and as you collect the crops, you're collecting them for eternal life.
积蓄五谷就是结果子。
And this is talking about how you're going to bear fruit.
结果子到永生，这是讲是永恒的投资。
And this is how he talks about how you want to go out and bear fruit and a fruit that will last forever.
弟兄姐妹，你们愿不愿意用有限的时间、有限的精力、有限的能力，去换来得到永恒的投资？
How would you like to be rewarded with this eternal prize with your limited energy and your limited abilities?
这就是很多宣教大会的中心思想 Urbana Conference 的中心就是什么呀神国的投资永恒的投资
And this is the theme of a lot of these big conferences is this investment in God's kingdom and this is also the central theme of the conference in Urbana, Illinois
收割的工作，第二方面，神让我们看到是容易的，而且是蒙福的。
The second aspect of this work of reapers is that it is easy. God has shown to us that it is easy.
第四章三十八节里面，主耶稣这么说。
Verse 38.
我差你们去收，你们说没有劳苦的，享受他们所劳苦的。
And Jesus said, "I'm sending you out to reap what you have not labored for, so that you." Get to enjoy the fruits of other people's labor.
神也许呼召一些特殊的人做耕种的工作，那是艰苦的。
Now God had given the calling to people with special talents to be sowers of seed.
因为耕种的工作，你要挖土，你要浇水，你要撒种。
The work of the sower of seeds is quite hard because you need to dig up the soil and you need to put the seeds down and you need to water it every day.
但是主耶稣讲，我要跟所有信我的人，你们去做收割的人。
And but Jesus said, now the crops are ready. All of you who believe in me, I'm sending you out there to harvest the crop.
收你们所没有劳苦的。
That way you get to harvest whatever you have not worked for.
而且享受他们所劳苦的。
And you get to enjoy the fruits of other people's labor.
弟兄姐妹，差传的工作，宣教的工作，并不是那么的辛苦。
I assure you now, brothers and sisters, that the work of evangelism is not really that hard.
但却是神最祝福的工作。
But it's richly blessed by God.
主耶稣讲到收割的紧急性。
And he also talks about the urgency.
现在就是关键性的时刻了。
Now is the time.
第四章三十五节。
Verse 35.
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
The crops are ready; they're ready to be harvested.
主耶稣又在第九章约翰福音第九章四节讲：“趁着白日，我们必须做那差我来宰的工；黑夜将到，就没有人能够做工了。”
Because God, Jesus said, "Let's do the work during daytime when there's daylight. We don't. You don't want to wait until there's night time because there will be no light and nobody can do the work anymore.
21世纪的教会的拆船的观念需要更新。
We need to renew our mindset as we step into the 21st century.
要归回圣经，要效法基督。
Let's go back to the Bible. Let's emulate Jesus.
当顺服基督，投资神国。
Let's obey Jesus' command and be an investor in the kingdom of God.
回应呼召，效法或在模仿他做成工作。
Let's answer the call of Jesus and let's emulate His methods.
教会的拆船工作本来就应当建立在圣经的为基础。
Now, missionary work for any church must be built on the foundation of the Bible in the first place.
这一点是不能改变的。
There's no way you're going to change that.
但是你跟我在视线、在方法、在心态上，我们需要更新。
But we need to renew our vision and renew our methods and renew our mindset.
而且继续不断的更新。
And we need to be continually renewed.
要举目望天。
Let's lift, open our eyes.And look on the field.
要做成主工。
Let's focus on finishing God's work.
要做个收割者。
Let's all go out and be reapers.
弟兄姐妹，什么是你的食物？什么是你的食物？
What is your food?
什么是你的满足？
How do you get satisfied?
更新你拆船的观念。
Renew your vision. Renew your mindset.
做个神国的投资者。
Be an investor in the kingdom of God.
做成主工。
That's the only way you're going to finish God's work.
求主快来。
And we welcome Lord Jesus in His second coming.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢你。求你自己用你的话语，用圣灵的工作更新我们的心思意念，使我们的视线，使我们的心态。使我们参禅的方法都能够更新，蒙你自己的悦纳，听我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
以上节目是由更新传道会制作。